Welcome back to The First Note. I'm the Cosmic Messenger here tonight to guide you back in time to listen to some great versions of the song made famous by Ray Charles, Let's Go Get Stone. I'm joined tonight by our trusted navigator and southern gentleman who is always in a constant state of inebriation, Billy Bob Bob.
Well, that's right. I'm always in a constant state of equilibrium. And I'm totally balanced with just the right amount of Kentucky bourbon.
Okay. Well, so are you ready to drive us back in time to hear this song written by Ashford Simpson and Armstead?
Oh, baby. Ain't no mountain high enough. I sure love those songs by Ashford and Simpson.
Yep. And with Joe Armstead, they had some real winners like I Don't Need No Doctor and Let's Go Get Stone.
I'll tell you what. You know, Jo Armstead, she could sing, too. She sang with Billy Bland and was in the Ikettes in the Ike and Tina Turner review.
Well, that time in the review must have been interesting.
Yeah. Well, so the story goes that Armstead changed her name and scooted out of town so I couldn't find her or track her down.
Well, she certainly went on to bigger and better things when she teamed up with Ashford and Simpson.
Yeah, probably safer too. So, who was the first to record this song there, partner?
Well, the Coasters were the first to release it in 1965.
Oh, yeah. The Coasters. They had some great tunes. Remember that? The Yakety Yak, Don't Talk Back.
Sure. And who could forget Charlie Brown?
Why's everybody always picking on me?
Well, before we get picked on anymore, steer the laid-back, way-back time machine to 1965 for the Coasters' original release of Let's Go Get Stone.
Just sing it one more time, children.
Let's go get stoned.
Yeah.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Let's go get stoned.
Now listen. When your baby won't let you in. A bottle of gin and just call your buddy on the telephone and say,
let's go get stoned.
Sing it one more time. Just taking a little taste, but don't you blow your cool and start messing up the place now. And it ain't no harm in just taking a little nip,
but don't you fall down
and bust your lip.
Together now. Just get a little high.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And if you can't get your flat feet off the ground, just buy another round.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I say we're gonna get stoned. Now, woo. We're gonna get ossified. We're gonna get tore up.
Whoa, whoa.
We're gonna get stoned. Now.
We just heard the original release of Let's Go Get Stoned by the Coasters from 1965.
Man, how could you not love those guys? And did you know that they were like the first group inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Well, which version of the Coasters? There seemed to be a new one every year.
I think it was the 1958 group. But, you know, you're right. There was like 20 Coasters, and they're like multiplying like hamsters.
They're almost as bad as the Ink Spots.
There were over 100 Ink Spots. I mean, really. It got so bad, I was seeing Ink Spots in front of my eyes.
And many of them were touring at the same time. The famous Ink Spots, the fabulous Ink Spots, the sensational Ink Spots.
Yeah, all right, well, it's too much for me. I'm pouring myself a sensational spot of bourbon.
Okay, but steer us 1 year ahead to 1966 for the famous version by Ray Charles.
Wait a minute. You know my baby. She won't let me in. I've got a few pennies. I'm gonna buy myself a bottle of gin. And then I'm gonna call my buddy on the telephone and say, listen, you know I work so hard all day long. Everything I try to do seems to always turn out wrong. That's why I want to stop by on my way home and say, now let me tell you one more thing. Ain't no harm to have a little taste, but don't lose your cool and start messing up the man's place. Ain't no harm to take a little nip, but don't you fall down. What's your lip? No, no. I think everybody ought to come on and go with me.
We just heard Ray Charles' classic version of Let's Go Get Stoned. The song went to number one on the R&B charts.
Oh, Lordy. The Raylettes, they're killing me. They can throw stones at me all night long.
Yeah, well, some people took Ray's version of the song the wrong way because of his addiction problem.
Yeah, well, that man persevered through so many difficult times, traveling across country as a blind teenager looking for gigs. Can you imagine that?
Yep, and being sent away from home at age 7 to the blind school when he started losing his sight.
Yeah, yeah, he sure had to grow up fast. And he was wiser than most of those much older than him. He had some pretty amazing insights into the world around him at such a young age.
Yeah, really? Like what?
Well, when he arrived at a blind school, he asked why it was segregated. Nobody could see.
Yeah. Well, his genius way of thinking certainly had an early start.
Yeah. You know, so, you know, the original meaning of the song, Let's Go Get Stoned, you know, that had nothing to do with drugs.
Well, that's right. At that time, stoned meant drunk, as in stoned drunk. They mentioned drinking gin in the song.
Yeah, I heard the title came from Nick Ashford when he was, it was after like a tough day at work. And he said, come on, let's go get stoned, meaning let's go get, let's go have some drinks.
Yep. And it wasn't until later in the 1960s that people started to referring to getting stoned from marijuana, not alcohol.
Yeah. Well, then they had to make up some new words for when you get drunk and stoned on marijuana.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, like trashed, hammered, wasted, pie-eyed, blitzed.
I see you know them all.
Sure do. Tested every one of them out real good.
Well, before you start testing out a new name, let's head to 1968 for an instrumental version from Booker T and the MGs.
All right. Man, those guys, they ruled Sax Records. Come on, let's go.
We just listened to Booker T and the MG's instrumental version of Let's Go Get Stoned.
Man, now that soothed my soul. You know, Cropper's guitar just fits right in.
Well, now that you're relaxed, you better fasten your seatbelt for this version by Big Mama Thornton.
Ooh, Big Mama. Well, I'll tell you, this song is right up her alley for sure. Let's go.
Thank you. know my baby, he won't let me in. You know I gotta go out there and buy some granddad and some gin. Call my buddies, I mean on the telephone, and tell them I gotta go get stoned. You know I work so hard all day long. Seems like everything I try to do automatically turn out wrong. I want somebody to tell me on my way home, and I got to tell them, let's go get some, baby. Now listen, ain't no harm. You wanna take a little nip? I don't want nobody to get disgraced and get stepped in their lip. Ain't no harm, baby. You wanna take a little taste?
We just heard Big Mama Thornton's 1969 version of Let's Go Get Stoned from her album Stronger Than Dirt.
Oh, holy earthquakes. I love every one of her 300 pounds. But you know something? I remember Joe Cocker did some great versions of that song also.
Well, that's right. He played it at Woodstock with the Grease Band and later at the Fillmore East in 1970 with Mad Dogs and Englishmen.
I saw that Fillmore show. And that's where I fell in love with the love of my life. What was her name again? I can't remember.
Well, if you don't know, I ain't telling you. Just get us to 1970 in the Fillmore East, and this time you stay in the time machine.
Oh, man, you're such a party pooper. Well, if I'm stuck in the time machine, I'm making myself a double.
you're talking about moon dust, angel dust. Every other kind of dust.
We just listened to a live version of Let's Go Get Stoned by Joe Cocker live at the Fillmore, 1970.
What a great show that was. Great music, peace and love.
And a case of the crabs, if I remember.
Hey, that's nothing compared to what you can catch nowadays.
All right, well, let's keep it clean and move into 1979 to hear the Atlanta Rhythm Section's take on the song.
Yeah. So, you know, those guys, they're always on tour in the 1970s. I caught them one time in Georgia at the Champagne Jam, I think it was called. Great show with the Doobie Brothers, Santana. Come on, let's hear it from the ARS boys.
Let's go get stoned. she won't let me in. I got a few pennies, think I'll buy myself a bottle of gin. Then I'll call my buddies on the telephone and say,
let's go get it started.
We just listened to the Atlanta Rhythm Section's 1979 cover of Let's Go Get Stone.
Hey, you know something? My bourbon got me to thinking.
Oh, about stop drinking?
Hell no. About this Go Get Stone thing. So, you know, lots of people were singing it, like Dylan, like everybody must get stoned. Remember that?
Yeah, or how about Billy Joel's Piano Man?
Oh, yeah, yeah, like that was the one. And the businessman slowly gets stoned. I'm telling you, it goes back to ancient times.
Well, I think getting stoned had a different meaning back then.
Yep. Well, you didn't want to be on the wrong end of a stoning back in the, you know, the ancient Middle East. Those folks made a sport out of capital punishment.
Well, why don't we head somewhere where there's no punishment for getting stoned? Holland.
Holland. All right, that sounds like a safer place to me. Who are we listening to out there, partner?
The blues singer, Carmen Gomes, from 1999.
All right, well, she certainly did an awesome cover of Come On Into My Kitchen, 1999. Here we come.
You know, my babe, he just won't let me in. I got a few pennies and I am going to buy myself a bottle of gin. And then I'm gonna stop by on my way home. I'm gonna say, let us go get stoned. For you know I do work so hard, yeah I do, and still I everything I try to seem to always turn out wrong. So that's why I'm gonna call my buddy on the telephone. I will say, let us go, let us go get stoned. You know there ain't no harm in having a little taste. But don't you lose your cool, no, or you will start messing up a man's place. For there ain't no harm in having just a little nip. But don't you fall down, don't you fall down, you might hurt yourself. What I say, forgive me, but I need to go get stoned. Oh, Neil, come on, let's go get stoned. Yeah. Let us go, come on, let's go get stoned. Us having a little slip sometime, but don't you lose your cool, or you'll start messing up a man's place. Oh well, there ain't no harm in having a little nip, but don't you fall down. Why don't you fall down? Are you just my first show of my soul? Let us go get stoned. Let's go. Come on, come on. Let's go get stoned. Though we all need it sometime, let us go get stoned. Oh yeah. Go get numb. Yeah. Come on, come on, come on. Let us, oh, let us go get
We just listened to a live version of Let's Go Get Stoned by the Dutch blues singer Carmen Gomes.
Man, holy campfires. She's smoking. She done melted my ice cubes again.
Well, I thought you'd like her version.
Yeah, and what a better place to sing Let's Go Get Stoned than in Amsterdam.
Okay, well, take it easy there at the coffee shops. You still got to steer this machine home.
Well, I figure, you know, a couple of doobies, a few more bourbons, I could invent a new word for stone and drunk.
You mean trashed, wasted, or blitzed isn't good enough for you?
No. I've done all them already. I got to get to the next dimension, you know what I mean? Like, like Jerry Garcia show or something like that. I had to get myself into the zone for a new word.
Okay. Well, before the crossword puzzle starts, let's get a bit closer to home. So set the dials to 2005 for an instrumental by John Scofield.
Thank you.
We just listened to jazz guitarist John Scofield's 2005 instrumental cover of Let's Go Get Stoned from his album. John Scofield plays the music of Ray Charles.
Yeah, man. What an awesome album that is. His cover of Hit the Road, Jack, that was one of my favorites.
That's right. We highlighted it in our show on Hit the Road, Jack.
Hey, speaking of highlighted, that's kind of how I'm feeling right about now.
Well, how about we hightail it to 2013 to hear blues guitarist David Gogo?
All right. We're on the highway to 2013.
Myself a bottle of gin and call up my buddies on the telephone and say, let's go get stoned. You know I work so hard all day long, but everything I try to do, baby, always seem to turn out wrong. That's why I wanna stop by on my way home and say, well, let's go get stoned.
We just listened to Canadian blues guitarist David Gogo's cover of Let's Go Get Stone.
Man, that man had the blues all the way to his shoes for sure.
Yep, his version of Sweet Little Angel is a standout.
Well, I just think I can handle about one more bourbon before I invent my new word.
Oh, yeah? Well, can you get us to 2015 for some Tedeschi trucks?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'd crawl there for those guys.
Won't let me in. Oh, but I got me a few pennies. I'm gonna go buy a great big bottle of gin. Oh, and then I'm gonna call my best friend up on the telephone and tell him, let's go get stoned. I've been working so hard all day long. Oh, everything I try to do, you know it always seems to go and turn out wrong. So that's why I wanna stop on by on my way.
Having a little taste. Don't you lose your cool, baby. Stop messing up the man's place. Ain't nothing wrong, just having a little sip. Don't you fall down, baby, back. First you
sometimes you need a break every once in a while.
gotta call up your friends sometimes to get away. You just want a little taste sometimes. Just make everything feel a little bit better. Oh, so come on, people. I know you got some. Why don't you all go get?
Let's go get started. Oh, 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 oh. Let's go get started. Let's go get started. Oh, oh, oh.
Yes, let's go get.
We just heard a live version of Let's Go Get Stoned from Tedeschi Trucks in 2015.
Well, how can you top that? Oh, my goodness. What the perfect version to finish off this doobie and a bottle of bourbon.
Well, thank goodness we are near home base. Not too far to go. But we are running out of time, and from the looks of Billy Bob, he is entering a new dimension.
Hi, hi, hi. No worries at all. That home base coordinates are all logged in.
Well, I guess you lived up to the theme of the show. Let's go get stoned.
Hey, you know what? I feel like I'm Captain Kirk on the Star Trek, traveling where no man has gone before.
You're that stoned?
Oh, man. I'm beyond stoned. I'm petrified. Oh, petrified. In fact, that's my new word, petrified, way beyond stoned.
Okay, well, let's hope it's not a permanent condition. So let's get ready to head home while we can. We want to thank you all tonight for joining us tonight at the First Note as we listen to some great versions of the song, Let's Go Get Stoned. Be sure to join us next week on our next adventure, and we can see if Billy Bob is still petrified.